In Matthew 24, 22, Jesus says, if those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, God's chosen, those days will be shortened. Welcome to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis as she continues her teaching on the rapture, the white stone, and the marriage supper of the Lamb. Three promises and three prophecies that are more relevant and time-sensitive today than ever. Here's Dr. Davis.
In Luke 14, verses 7 through 14, we can read of this great gathering of the marriage feast of the Lamb, where the faithful will have escaped the coming tribulation and receive their reward at the marriage supper of the Lamb. God's righteous who have died throughout the ages from the time of the great flood to present day will be resurrected from the grave, changed in the twinkling of an eye, and will meet Jesus in the clouds. Those presently alive at the time will instantly receive their glorified bodies and will ascend into the air to join Jesus and all the saints from Adam to the last born. This day will come, as it were, in the time of Noah, when God closed the door of the ark to everyone's surprise and the great deluge of water covered the earth, destroying all life not protected by the ark. But in this coming judgment of fire, those on earth will be given a second chance by the Lord to repent and be saved after the rapture of the church. But it will come with a great price. During these same years, the people of Israel will face the most perilous time in their history. Because Israel was given the first opportunity as a nation and as a people of promise to receive Jesus, they instead rejected him. For this reason, he became a stumbling block to them. But when the rapture of the church takes place, their eyes and ears will begin to open to the reality of who Jesus is, the Messiah, the Son of God. When this time comes, the peril will be greater than the Holocaust of World War II or the annihilation of the nation during the military invasions in 526 BC by the Babylonians and 70 AD by the Romans. It will be during these times they will face trials, testings, and persecution greater than they have ever known. As God's people of promise, they will be spiritually awakened and come to understand, accept, and love Jesus as their Messiah. For thousands of years, the door has been closed to them, as the door was closed on the ark, according to Genesis 7:16, to the unrepentant of Noah's time. It will be the same for those who have not received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior before this great catching away of the church. Those left behind will face the judgment and perhaps death over the next 7 years. The door will close the day Jesus shouts from heaven, "Ready or not, here I come." In Revelation 3:20, Jesus says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, soul and spirit, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me." In other words, Jesus is saying, if you will repent, believe that I am the Son of God and invite me into your life, you will be saved. You will be one of many wise people with oil in your lamp that will be resurrected with the church and receiving the white stone of invitation to dine with me, the redeemed, and the angels at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Though the vision has tarried these 1,987 years, but as the prophet Habakkuk said, when the appointed time arrives, the vision will not tarry any longer. If you have been foolish like the five in the parable and have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then I would graciously ask you to make that decision this very moment, because we do not know when the shout and the trumpet will occur and will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the ability for it to be broadcast and for us to understand. Lord, and I pray that we take this opportunity to take advantage of this time that we have to see you for who you really are and to put our faith and hope and trust in you. If there is anyone listening today who needs to know you as their personal Savior, I pray that today be the day. Amen.
This could be God's moment for you to change your heart, to change your life, and to change your destination in life. One simple prayer of asking Jesus into your life can change your future for the good. He is waiting this moment for you. If you need spiritual help, Dr. Davis is available. You can reach her by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com or connect with her on Facebook at Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a production of The Truth Project.